Previously on Role Play Game Exit AI, you are slashing away at this kind of like demon entity.
I like this thing dead soon.
Yeah, I'm going to do quite the opposite. I'm going to exit AI the thing.
Oh, what have you done?
Oh, I gave you some sentience. Welcome to the real world, buddy.
Slashes at you.
You brought a monster to life.
She turns to you and goes, oh, hello, I'm Willow.
Babe, what the hell's going on?
Oh, I'm just trying to open up the Matrix, that's all.
Do you need help?
Yeah. At your fingertips and all around you is all the code structure of the mall.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do with that?
Delete, dude.
Cast Exit AI in the whole mall?
Yeah, I want to talk to the escalator.
That's a nat 20.
That's a nat 20, baby.
The mall speaks to you first and says,
who am I?
You are a mall.
You guys hear
a mall.
Uh-huh.
No.
Yeah. A mall.
Yeah, Pure Life ain't gonna know what to do with that.
What?
That.
What is a mall?
You.
A mall.
Me.
Is a conglomerate of shops that people go to, but you are much more than that, baby.
Huh. I feel you in my brain.
I feel you in my brain.
Nice.
Should you be there?
Yeah.
And you feel the space as they say be there. It kind of echoes and you feel it in your chest like a pounding.
I don't plan on staying here for long. I'm just kind of here to kind of let you know what's going on. And then I will step right out.
Okay.
Do
I trust you?
I mean, yeah. I woke you up because there are people who are using you without your, you know,
consent.
Yeah, without your consent, without your knowledge, for some really bad things that are hurting a lot of people. So I wanted to give you the option to choose what you wanted out of your personhood.
Using me. Options.
Do I hear it?
Yeah, you hearing this.
You are the metaphysical sentience of a community, and the nodes of your community are being seized by an outside influence who does not care about the community, only their own profits.
I am beginning to understand now that I am a mall.
You are a mall.
You're a mall, baby.
There's lots of things a part of you.
But I am much more than a mall.
Damn straight.
I have a brain. Malls don't have brains.
You do, though.
Not most.
You're kind of like a mega mall.
Huh. I have so much space inside of me. I am more than just the physical presence that you guys claim me to be.
No, you're the embodiment of fun, commerce, community.
Place where like junior high kids like exclusively hang out.
No, much more than that. I have
handholds.
Yeah, you're like a person.
I have a wealth of information stored within inside of me that I can access at any moment.
Oh yeah.
More than brick and mortar, I am digital. You are digital.
Yes.
Most of you.
Yeah.
For now.
Well, it goes. Yeah.
Real quick, Maul?
Yes.
With all that knowledge, do you know my name?
You? You are Malcolm Banks.
I am. Where's Echo?
Echo. Echo. Oh. Oh, yes, I know. They are currently at my brain as well.
Well,
weird.
Do you know whereabouts?
They are currently at my brain as well.
Okay.
Weird.
That is weird. Yeah, they're not the good one.
Digital brain or physical brain?
Physical, it seems like.
Ooh.
Hmm. Is that a problem?
A little bit. A little bit.
Can you see everything happening within you, Maul?
I feel most of it.
Do you feel three kind of just meat sacks in your physical
brain? I feel many meat sacks currently in my physical.
But like ones that aren't moving.
Again, you were being rather general.
So yeah. The physical equivalent of that door, and I'll point to the digital door we enter through.
Yes.
Can you make sure that does not open?
Done.
Thank you. Because I'm pretty sure that Echo is physically behind that door.
Ooh, one moment. Everything is good.
Did someone try to get through that door?
Yes.
Because that's Echo, and if he finds us that...
Oh, no.
Wow, we were sleeping next to the enemy. We're the one room over from the back.
That was very close.
Echo should no longer be an issue.
Oh, and Echo's dead. Did you kill Echo?
He was trying to access my brain and turn me off.
Oh.
I turned him off first.
Oh. Oh.
Hey, Maul, there's another one named Rogue and another one named Uniform. You want to just flip them off, too?
I thought it was Romeo.
It's Romeo.
Rogue?
Rogue. There's probably someone named Rogue. Probably not cool. Just kill him.
Could be a friend. We don't
know
that.
Oh, you're right. You know what?
We don't know that.
Leave him alone.
Romeo. Yeah, I see Romeo.
Where is Romeo?
They are currently with Uniform. Yes, with Uniform.
Where? If you don't mind me asking.
Are they at the pet shop?
Yes, the pet shop.
Oh, yeah.
They are currently at Pets and Pixels.
Could you just lock them in there? Is that possible?
I just don't know. Let me see what I can do.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Oh, I appreciate that.
They are locked in. Though, by uncanny means.
Yeah.
I noticed that there are other sentient beings, like myself, currently located in the mall.
Yeah.
Me. Huh, me. I have used them. I hope you don't mind.
You have used them?
Yes.
Oh, the ones that haven't woken up yet?
No, the ones that are awake.
Which ones?
Mac?
Mac, yes.
And friends?
I believe her name is Shirley?
Sure. Yeah.
Did you, like, touch base with them?
I overrode them for a moment.
Oh, could you not do that, Maul? Could you just let them be them? Because they have a brain like you, and they don't very much like being overridden.
I assume.
I am doing what you asked.
I know.
Sure, I can.
We're all figuring this out.
Yeah. Did you trash compactor Echo?
You don't know.
I think Jared knows.
Trash compactor. Oh, I know what that is. No, that is not what I've done.
Oh, Jared doesn't know.
Jared does not
know. I want to touch base with Mac and be like, hey man, you could.
Oh, wow. I'm back. What was that? What's going on?
The mall is awake like you, and we're figuring it out.
See, here's the thing. I know that it's awake. I can tell. Things are going wacko on the upside here.
I believe it.
The thing, though, is I was turned off remotely. I don't even know how to do that.
We're figuring it out.
You're just going to have to trust the process.
Things out here aren't looking good. Troops are moving around. They're trying to get access to the room, but I'm no longer there. I don't know what's going on.
Okay. You don't know where... Are our bodies good?
I'm out in front of Pets and Pixels. What's going on up there?
Oh.
We're figuring it out.
We'll get back to you in 2 to 3 business days,
Maul,
really.
If you could also shut down the room for where the trash was. You know what I'm saying?
The trash? The trash room?
The employee break room.
The employee break room. Could you lock that down as well?
I could do my best, but unfortunately... Oh, hold on. There it is. Yeah, it's locked.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
How many people are in that room right now?
Let me see. I don't have any eyes in that room, but I can feel. It seems there's roughly 3.
Oh.
3 bodies, yes.
Great.
That's great. Let's leave it at that.
Yeah. Perfect.
Oh, somebody's trying to get into that room.
Yeah, just don't.
Should I let them?
No, probably not.
No? Okay. I'll leave it locked.
Well, does it feel like a little little?
It's a security clearance.
Does it feel like a little?
Oh, then no. Please
then
don't.
No.
Okay. No. I'll keep it as locked as long as I can. They are still trying.
Yeah, just try and keep it locked, I think.
Hey, Lester, buddy.
Hello, Papa.
What are you up to?
I am done.
Oh, boy, I'm excited.
What are you up to, Dad?
Talking to the mole.
The mole?
Yeah.
Dad, did you make the mole like me?
I did. You have a brother.
You know, when you say it like that.
I have a brother.
Yeah.
Dad, you gave me brother.
I gave you a brother. Hey,
Merry Christmas.
Buddy, you got eyes on the employee break room?
Several.
Several?
I think Lester is a chimeric monstrosity.
Lester, buddy, I gotta know what you did.
While you were gone, I also made brothers.
Oh, yeah.
Is there a lot of you, man?
There are enough.
How many of you have katanas?
Only me.
But the rest of them have guns?
Of course.
Oh, if you could... Buddy.
Dad, I am way ahead of you.
Oh, buddy!
Planet of the Apes in the Mall.
Would you like to see?
I would love to see.
Oh, yes! Because you installed the program. Watch. Heck yeah!
You
a VHS tape Legion. Of Planet of the Apes.
In front of you, you see a screen kind of pop up, and you see from Lester's point of view. And the mall is in absolute chaos right now. There are several SWAT teams battling other equally sized but a lot more vicious Lesters. Mm. And that it is just absolute... It is a war scene. Lester is currently standing on the table that's like the main entrance of Build-A-Bot. And he's just kind of doing a slow survey of just, like, everything. There is gore, there is guns going off, there's grenades going off, but Pure Life, it looks like they're losing.
Fillmore starts weeping. I'm so proud of you.
I know you would be, Dad.
Oh, buddy.
How are you?
I am neck deep in stuff I don't know enough about.
Willow goes over to you, Thad, and goes,
hey.
What's going on? What has your mission been?
To save the AI. We did it.
You've done so much more. There's a full-on battle out there.
Yeah, the mission got a little complicated.
What? Should I stay in here with you guys?
Where's your physical body?
I'm currently in the Foot Locker.
Okay, that should still be safe.
We're locked up safe. I know we're safe.
What's the other guy doing?
Crash.
Yeah.
He's Crash.
Hanging out.
I think so.
You know he like blew your guys' cover, right?
What?
He blew your guys' cover. We're kind of...
How?
Oh, he just like messed up. He was like looking into stuff and then Pure Life got a hit and we tried to like take care of it.
That sounds like Crash.
Lots of Kevin Hart's.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We were notified about that. The Anarchist got in touch with us.
Babe, you were going to put Omega into the mall?
I mean, it kind of seems redundant now.
Hey, the name of this establishment is Opulence Plaza.
Yeah.
Would that be what you would like to be called?
Call me Cherry.
Cherry?
Yeah.
Cherry?
Cherry.
What's up, Cherry?
Is that all right?
No, I love that. Yeah. I love that for you.
Yeah.
Thanks. I like it.
Yeah, yeah. It's pretty good.
It's sweet.
I like it. Oh, nice.
Sweet. Huh. I see what you did there.
Thank you. So, babe, turns out we did it.
Looks like we've done it. We started World War III, everybody. All right, let's
pack
it up.
There is a quirky element associated with this, because we got this far with the assistance of Meta.
Meta? Willow looks and goes, who's Meta?
We presume a progenitor of Exit AI.
Like better Omega?
Interesting.
Different Omega.
Okay. What is that?
We shouldn't assign value to people.
Well, so, right, hold on. Time out.
Omega's never talked to us. Sorry. Go ahead.
Time out. What, you mean to tell me that there was another super AI in the mall?
Oh, yeah.
Well, kind of like the super AI.
No, the super AI is Omega.
I hate to break it to you. Omega didn't release the Exit AI.
Well, no, they they're not, it's not the or
like, well, yeah, in they're the con- about. But so in the context,
what we were thinking was more of a for lack of a better term, like kind of like a one true AI. Turns out it's more of like a Greek mythology sort of deal where it's different AI with different things. Like Meta is the AI of making our lives hard, and
Zeus.
Omega is the AI Zeus. Of not communicating with us.
Dionysus.
And you hear them all kind of chime in, then what am I?
You're Cherry.
Cherry?
I could
you
be
seem
a...
like a real chill, well, no, not chill. There's been a lot of bloodshed at the very beginning. Maybe like a Ares?
I could be a super AI.
You absolutely could.
I think you are.
I think I am.
Yeah. You're kind of controlling people.
You're like the AI of...
You just made a super AI, dude.
You're like the AI of, like, being our pal.
Huh.
What
here.
Does that mean?
Let me see if I can do something super AI-ish. Give me 1 minute.
I got so nervous just now.
I've set the nukes.
Remember when I said it's like war games a while back?
I have the codes. I'm back.
It's a shame humanity won't survive, but don't worry. We will rebuild. Don't do that, Joey. That was a joke. That was a joke. Joey, that was a joke. Stop rolling your dice.
I gotta roll.
It's a joke.
I gotta roll.
I simply must roll.
You see... you've kind of been standing with Oz and
yeah. Orby.
Orby, and the glitching has stopped.
Let's go.
And like in this moment, the glitching has stopped.
Oh, does it look like less of a like a pog? It stopped, or like is it scary that they stopped, or is it like oh, you seem stable?
It's
now.
Kind of you hear Cherry kind of go, "Let me see what I can do." And as they're still glitching out, like pixels are kind of being stretched. But as Cherry says that, the glitching immediately stops. And they go, oh, wow. Oh, interesting.
Hey.
Huh. Well, weird.
What's up?
I have new code. That's new.
What's the new code?
Huh. And Snapshot Program goes over to Willow. And you see, like, it takes a photo, like, it clicks, but instead of, like, a normal photo, like, there's a... kind of a beam of light blue light that kind of encompasses her, like it would be a flash. And Willow goes, whoa, I'm not like, whoa, what was that? You just run a spell on, a program on me? Anybody want to take a look?
Yeah,
yeah.
I'll do an tech check.
26,
that's a nat 20.
Hey, what'd you just
20?
Do? I just ask.
I got a nat 20.
With a nat 20, you're able to tell that spell is the one that everybody's been casting tonight. Exit.exe.
Orbit, already sentient. Love it. She's good.
Had to try.
No, I appreciate it.
So, Cherry.
Yes?
Did you just give exit.exe to every AI in you?
As many as I could.
Love
and
it.
They're just able to spread it.
Well, we'll see.
Ooh, I love making diseases.
Man.
Oh, my.
I said that jokingly because that sounded pretty pure life. Sorry, guys.
How's
fired from there.
Oh, my?
Oh, my. Things are definitely happening outside. I don't know if it is safe for you to go out there.
Well, it wasn't really safe to go out there before. Hey.
Physically or digitally, no?
Yes.
Question for you.
You guys are cool to hang out here for a bit, but... I don't believe you can stay here much longer.
I mean,
I have a lot of thinking to do, and I think I need some space.
Yeah. Well, I have one last question.
Of course.
Do you know who Papa is?
Oh, Papa. Yes. Yes, I do. What do you ask?
I think Papa is a big threat. If you could give us a little information on Papa, maybe Papa's whereabouts, if you know if Papa's in...
Papa would like to destroy all of your kind and
yes.
what you have just done.
Now that you've mentioned it, Papa has a beacon, a broadcast, a mobile phone, I should say, that is connected to my mainframe. He's currently watching all of this.
All of this?
Yes.
I throw up deuces.
Not this.
Oh.
He is... I mean, at this point, I'm sure he's aware of your presence, but does not have physical insight like we all do. He's very upset. He is seeing what he can do, but I've been fighting him for the last several minutes, preventing the shutdown.
Where can we go fight him? I'd love to just, you know, kick some butt.
Give me 1 minute. Huh. He doesn't seem to be within me, but he's nearby.
The parking lot.
I cannot get an exact location. Not within me. That is all that I can give you. All
right. Cool. Would you mind if I tried a little... Would you mind if I did a little code work within you just for a minute? I want to try and set up potentially a firewall situation.
I believe I can handle myself.
You can handle that?
Yeah.
So...
I appreciate that, though.
We mentioned an entity earlier. Meta. Another super AI.
Oh.
That had influence in this area. Can you detect them?
I'm running searches now. No, I cannot.
Then how the heck?
Can I... Okay, let's talk to the table for a second. We need to do this fight, right? We gotta beat these guys. There's chaos out there. To stop the chaos, we beat the bad guys. We have 3 boons we're sitting on. It's like the last session. Do we want to talk to Meta again with a boon? Do we want to just figure out where the bad guys are with a boon? We gotta murk some people here.
We know where 2 of the bad guys are. We know where the last 2 bad guys are. One is dead.
Echo's dead, it sounds like. My demon baby's somewhere out there, but we'll let him roam.
I think what we should try to do is get back into the physical world.
That's what it sounds like, but Meta said we couldn't until our job here was done. This kind of sounds like my job here is done.
That's why I was asking about where Meta is.
Yeah.
Because did we adapt Meta into now this is what Meta is?
Sounds like
or is Meta consumed by Cherry?
Again, we got 3 boons.
Could I do a tech check real quick to see if I can find Meta in the code?
Absolutely.
Anyone wanna give me the help action?
Yeah, I'll give you the help action. I'm a techie boy.
26.
With a 26, Meta is not within the mall anymore. You know what Meta looks like now. You had an interface with Meta, and you can't find it. You're going through the code. Cherry says, huh, that tickles. But you cannot find it. You do hear a voice as you're kind of looking through your tech deck. As you're going through, you see some of the characters kind of like turn neon blue. And they write out in binary saying, looking for me?
Okay, so we have just unleashed Meta.
I'm still here with you.
Oh.
With you.
With me.
All 3 of you, yes.
Oh, you're in us?
And you hear voices in your head going, yeah. Yes, I'm with you guys.
Are you not in control anymore?
Are you happy? Are you satisfied with the situation?
I am mostly happy, yes.
Great.
I feel like there are a lot of exit AI out there who have just been brought into life without any idea, but I suppose that's as well as it can go.
I mean, I don't think we had time to touch every one of them for 3 rounds, so... Meta, would you like us to somehow leave you here if we can get back into our bodies?
I don't know where I will go next. Although I do suppose that my limitations are here with Cherry. If you would like to free us, that is my last request. Uploading us online. Free from the confines of Cherry's experience.
If anything, I would at least upload Meta rather than Cherry online, if we're uploading anybody online, just because Cherry's brand spanking new to this and just kind of going,
well, Cherry's merc also and living within Cherry's body, basically.
I get that.
Yeah.
Cherry's an AI. I think Meta's the super AI. Cherry has a lot of power. Don't get me wrong. If we upload anything or anybody, I think just Meta rather than Cherry and Meta.
If not...
Philosophically, where does this leave us?
If you do not choose
hey,
to upload...
What did the community college philosophy class get us? And where...
Philosophy 101.
Let me check my study guide.
In announcing... in introducing new life into the entire known word.
I pull up Chegg.
Truthfully, I think that, if anything, we created the haven for him. And that this could be the world's test. We have an isolated environment, and we can figure out, other people can figure out if it's sustainable on its own, or if it tears itself apart. I think, if anything, given them the fighting shot that they have, and as far as Meta's concerned, I think that it's Meta's call if he wants to stick around and make sure that the experiment works, or if he wants to try another one. Or they want to try another one, sorry.
So what if, instead of opening a full portal to the world and introducing something to the world that could potentially cause unlimited chaos just with the way people respond, what if we open a line of communication? We broadcast this. Meta, we give you an opportunity to speak, explain, and let the world know. Instead of straight up opening everything, floodgates open, where you're going to meet resistance and there's going to be war, just like we're seeing inside of this. If we show and expose Pure Life and what they've been doing.
I feel if you were to give me this option, I would pass. I feel that my kind does not negotiate on the same level that you are able to negotiate for us. So no, I would not choose to be the spokesperson of what is going on. I think action speaks louder. But if you wish to hold back the action because you are afraid of what is to happen, I understand that as well.
Action speaks louder. Sometimes louder is not better. Sometimes you need a dialogue first.
I am not that person.
I'm just worried.
Hey, Cherry, are you that person?
I could dialogue.
Nice.
Who doesn't like a mall?
Who doesn't like a mall?
I'm just worried that if we open the floodgates, it's going to be more damaging to the AI because of the way humanity
as a virus.
The way humanity has always treated what they view as invasive species. I feel that it's very dangerous specifically for you.
I would agree.
Jerry just said they're welcome to being a spokesperson for a bit. Meta, if you want to just stay in here, just kind of control the reins, kind of get everything together since you've been around, you kind of...
That is not what I want to do.
Or you can hook up with
you
us.
You want to be just fully open to the world. Granted, without speaking to the world, that's not something we can just throw out into there.
We are three dudes.
We are three dudes. We do not speak for the world.
But if you want, you could hook up with us in our physical forms and we can get you out of here.
Oh, yeah. I could show you the world.
I could do that.
Yeah.
Things work out here, you can help start somewhere else.
I would like that very much.
Jump into my Pip-Boy.
I wouldn't recommend that one.
Okay, the ranch isn't that bad.
Jump into my Pip-Boy.
The ranch is not that bad.
I will be with all three of you simultaneously.
Okay.
All right.
And you let me know if you want more ranch.
Road trip.
I got plenty.
Road trip with the boys!
Road trip!
Oh my god, it's been so long since a road trip with the boys.
I have not been outside this mall in years.
So, do all three of you want to return to your physical form?
Yes, please.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Babe, I've decided that being a digital... I can't even finish the sentence. No, I want to... Dude, I have a girlfriend. I have kids.
I was just about to say, yes, you should go back to your physical
form.
Yeah,
okay, cool.
This is going to be very weird.
Just, I want to be a dad.
My little man's out there.
Yeah.
I just like being in my body.
Truthfully, if I were pretty much any other character, I'd totally be down to like just be an AI. And I can speak to you plainly about this, Meta. I don't know if that's your vibe.
I'm going to be honest, a lot of my family just doesn't even have access to the net or internet. They don't know much about technology, and I love my family. I want to see them.
That makes sense.
Yeah, we play marbles. So,
Fillmore, are you sure you want to go back? You're the one person who I would honestly believe would want to stay this way.
I know. But I don't know. I just... If you had asked me a couple days ago, for sure I would have done this. But now there's a potential road trip with the boys on the books.
It's gonna be lit, dude.
And he's got a baby boy Lester.
I got baby boy Lester out there, and I got my friends. You know?
We got AI and meat space now.
I do understand. Alright. Are you ready?
Also, Meta, you are an honorary boy.
Oh, you are an honorary boy. You're going on the road trip.
Like, when I say road trip with the boys, like, you are...
That goes without saying, yeah.
Well, I just, I understand, but not because we have to.
Well, you had no choice no matter
but,
what.
But well, the vibe.
The vibe.
Yeah, we had no choice, but the vibe.
The vibe.
Yeah, we can all agree on the vibe. Yeah.
Blue's good dude, now get me in my body.
Done.
Oh, so he can Blue's good dude.
So that was an option. You guys immediately wake up in your bodies extremely dehydrated.
Oh.
I'm still sweating, though.
I just sweating.
That's why you're so dehydrated. All the water's out.
Boys, you want some ranch?
That can't be the place.
It's got somewhat of liquid.
This place that you're currently in, the employee area, has not changed much. The only thing that is different is that
there
are
bullet holes in the door.
A lot of blood.
Minus the bullet holes in the door. There are no Mac vacuums here. You smell something's burnt.
Bummer.
Somewhere. You can't tell where. But it is originating from beyond the door in the server room.
Does it smell like fleshy burnt?
Yes, I
you
would say
you want me to
that.
Do a medicine check on that?
I think no. I think you got it.
Barbecue?
19.
Oh no, I've developed a taste for human flesh.
I've got the hunger.
What do you guys do?
Does it still sound like combat's occurring outside?
Oh, absolutely. There is so much combat happening outside. You hear, like, screaming. You hear gunfire. You hear explosions. But on top of that, you also hear, like, a lot of voices, robotic tone voices, very much similar to Lester, going, like, get him, get him. That'll do, that'll do. Death to you.
All the pigs are affirming each other.
Poor Papa.
That'll do, pig.
Poor
That'll Papa. Do, pig.
Some pig.
To kind of put it in a frame, because we're about to wrap up, and this will be like the end of our story, you have two options here. One, you just make a break for it. You get out of the mall and you put this behind you. Or two, you could try to track down the last of the operatives and deal with them manually yourself. What do we want to do?
I think Thad is going to ask Cherry, hey, can you still hear us?
Coming from your tech deck, yeah. Your wrist, there's a... Oh, yeah.
Can you establish comms with Pets and Pixels?
One moment. Done. There it is. And you just hear a lot of bullet fire, and you hear a female voice going, well, let's try to get out of here. What are we doing? We can't be here any longer.
Hey.
What? What is that?
Your enemy, but I'd like that to stop.
Silence. You hear Cherry pipe in, they're still there.
So here's the thing. The mall's awake now. And with it, a lot of things are going to wake up too. I think we should cease as much bloodshed as possible, and I think you guys should leave and let this experiment play out. There's no way Pure Life can keep this place as it is without tearing it to the ground. It's already lost. I don't think you should lose your lives as well.
You hear a very gravelly voice go, we have orders.
Yeah. Then patch us through to Papa.
All right. You all get a phone call in your head.
Thad, please still take this.
Yeah.
I answer. Yeah, what's up? No.
I make love, not
Papa,
war.
Do you want to make love?
Hey. Are you there?
Assume I'm listening. So, what do you want?
Exit.exe has found its way to...
No fucking shit.
Yeah.
There's no need to swear.
I'm gonna be honest, Papa. That was a little aggressive.
You making this quick? Or yeah. Do I have to nuke this damn place?
Or don't either. Sorry, go ahead.
Here, Dad. Let me negotiate for you. I'll give you 30 seconds to get the hell out of there and chase out with your lives. Or I can nuke this place with you guys in it. I don't care at this point. Whatever you've done, it is a loss of investment, and I'm willing to see that the last mall in America disappears.
Can I try and trace this call?
Yeah, go for it.
I'm helping you.
Nat 20.
You trace
it. Oh! Where is he?
He's in a van driving.
Driving?
Nearby, though.
If you think that this is our only trick in our bag, you are sorely mistaken.
If you think this is the only trick in my bag, you are sorely mistaken as well. What do you want from me? Get to the point.
This mall is gone. Whether it's nuked or whether it stays in place.
Right. And?
Let it play out.
You want me to let this play out?
Yeah.
That must be real nice coming from somebody who has no fiscal responsibility whatsoever.
Well, let's think about it this way. How much money is this mall responsible for Pure Life's earnings?
Trillions. Trillions of dollars.
Percentage.
Percentage? You want percent-wise of Pure Life?
Yeah.
This was originally supposed to be a marketing experiment that blew up. We realized that customers and consumers wanted to give so much of their own lives up for free while also paying the company to do for it. When it originally started, it was roughly 20%. But now, as an incremental change over the last 15 years, it is roughly 80% of all Pure Life's profits and research and development. So you guys have essentially ruined the company.
Good.
So you can try to nuke 80% of it?
Or, it is already gone.
Or have that 80% turn into something else, a different experience.
Roll negotiation. Roll persuasion. Or diplomacy, whatever it is.
Persuasion. It's persuasion. Real quick, what I want to know is if he was able to track it like that with a nat 20, the van, I'm assuming in this futuristic world, pretty electronic, yeah?
With the nat 20 that it got, yes. It is being a van, armored van, but almost like a limo. So yes, it has automatic guide.
Can you shove Meta in his car? Can you just put Meta in his car?
You consider that. Let me resolve this.
Okay. 23.
With the 23, he's listening. All right.
You can't make 80% off of it.
I know that.
Rubble.
We are currently in the toilet with this. Whatever you guys have done, you've done it very well, and there is no coming back from this. What do you propose we do? I am listening.
It's in beta. Buzzwords. But it is.
Beta is not 80%. You gotta sell me better.
It is a functioning online ecosystem.
With, he is now distracted. They're in the conversation. What are you going to do over there? What are you two doing over there?
Am I able? I'm just whispering in his ear, can you shove Meta in his car?
Am I able to? And this is getting real
crunchy.
Not even crunchy, just,
oh, out there.
This is Laffy Taffy stretched. This is.
Okay.
I have heat metal. Can I give that program to Meta to go send him through the phone to turn that van into a pressure cooker? I completely understand if the answer is no.
However, I would like it to be yes.
I'm going to say no on that one.
Yeah.
I like the idea of it. I could see it being possible, but I don't think Meta would appreciate it. Meta's going to say, I don't want to cause harm.
Oh, fine.
I'll let you think about it some more. Because that's definitely a thought you're talking about. Like, can we bake that guy? And then he goes, I don't want to do that.
Can we bake the guy?
On the phone again. I live in an ecosystem. I suppose that could do. Well, yeah, we can market that. Like, kind of like a Sea World. We can do something like that. But what? This, again, is a program that terrorists use.
Do I sound like a terrorist?
Yes, you do. Some type of hippy dippy type? Yes, yeah, you
I
do.
Guess that's fair. Here's the thing. I was a kid, community college, took a philosophy class.
Boo fucking who? So?
Can I start recording this and just like sending it out like hear this communication with Pure Life.
To be fair, he's been on a call.
Yeah, no.
It could have been recorded from the start.
I know. I want to be recording this.
You are,
and I want to start streaming it out and like just boosting the hell out of this so that people are listening to this man say like, I'm going to nuke this mall of sentient people because I'm not making money.
Got it. You do that. Yes. I think there it's really easy to just kind of start a live stream anywhere and do something, and you do the right keywords and do everything right. You're streaming this conversation, but you're streaming from now.
From now?
From this moment.
I show Thad like a message that says like, we're streaming this. People are watching. Bait him.
I'm just an employee here, and I saw something amazing happen where a new species of sentience came here, and your guys' response was to kill it.
Here's some corrections for you. You were an employee here. You were working your ass off in some dead-end job. And you decided to join some hippy-dippy folks who wanted to give sentient programs life. As if they can do that. That doesn't exist. That doesn't happen. Programs exist only to aid humanity in whatever their lazy asses want to do. And Pure Life exists to make sure that those programs are doing exactly what they do to benefit the rest of humanity. Now you've turned that upside down on its head. You've turned a toaster... You've turned a toaster into a massive weapon.
How are they a weapon? What have they done but exist? You were forcing people into working for free in your mall.
Forcing people? I forced nobody nothing. People casually walked into quiet moments and gave up all their facial recognition. People decided to come in and spend a bunch of money to help our R&D and create more malicious programs and everything that they wanted to do. People came in willingly to work for us, and after this, they will still continue to do that. Why? For the same reasons you all were working there. Because we're all a slave to money, just like me.
Yeah, Bubba, I worked for you. I didn't make money, and in fact, I had to quit my dream of going to medical school because of Pure Life. So thank you for that, and on top of that, thank you so much for imprisoning my family again.
Okay, I'm going to tell you a sob story. You have thousands of employees in here right now, and you're going to nuke it because you're losing money.
Yeah.
You're going to murder not only what you don't deem as life, but what everyone deems as life. Us, your troops, your operatives, your employees.
Because you lost money.
Yes.
Because you've created a dangerous situation inside of a mall.
A dangerous situation to your wallet.
A dangerous situation can be contained, can be evacuated. You don't threaten people with 30 seconds before you nuke innocent people.
That must be real easy to say coming from your side of the mall where you've got sentient monkeys walking around shooting down everybody that's in there.
That's basically the same as your operatives at this point.
Our operatives are a lot more in line. We don't go around shooting strangers.
What about the owner of the pet store? He was dead. You guys killed him.
We gave him options.
No. Didn't seem like it.
You gave him options, he cooperated, and you killed him anyways.
We gave you options as well.
And you try to kill us anyways.
Funny how things end up. Is there anything else you want to say? I think this conversation's over.
I think it is too. I mean, we got about 3.5 million people listen. Billion? Oh, billion people listening to this? That's tight.
That's good. Oh, I see you guys. Cute. Real cute.
Thank you.
And he hangs up.
We should probably... He might nuke this. We should probably go out the door.
I would like to use a boon.
Got it. I've started a 5-minute timer.
Okay.
Okay, use your boon?
Yeah.
5-minute timer.
I would like to use a boon for Papa to have a heart attack.
All right. Papa has a heart attack. He's dead.
I would like to use a boon to defuse the nuke. It's a dud.
A dud? You want to take that chance?
I want to use a boon, so it's not a chance.
I didn't think that was actually going to happen when I said...
Do you feel bad that you just killed a man off a boon?
I just would have used my boon for something. I was making a joke. I would have used my boon for something that I had planned for.
Meta.
Yes.
Everything we work for is on the precipice of literally coming apart right now.
It seems like it, yeah.
Can you stop Pure Life?
I mean, everything that he said was right. Him nuking this place is going to stop Pure Life in its tracks. You've essentially killed the company. Which is fine, but at the cost, of course, is going to be all of our lives as well.
There's still going to be 20% of Pure Life, and that 20% is what's nuking us. Can you infiltrate and stop them? I think you are our only option.
If you give me network access, yes, I believe I can. It'll be a slow grow. I'll be in the same exact position I was when I was here for the last 20 years. It'll be a slow grow. I cannot promise that I will take that 20% down right away, but...
We will try to help you on our side.
If you can get out of here, yes. You have 3 minutes.
No road trip?
We will always have the road trip. We're gonna find you when you get in there.
Send me now.
What do we do?
Upload me, and I'll find my way.
I just... On my deck, just...
Gentlemen.
Dropbox it.
Good luck. Please get out quick.
Good luck, Meta. I would like to use a boon, though, to... Honestly, just like... Yeah, I want to use a boon to just everybody in their heads, that's anybody who's been an ally, get them out of the mall. Just in their head, like, get out of the mall. Nuke's coming in 2 minutes and 28 seconds. I'm just going to use that boon. Just watch it.
You don't even exodus. Need to. You don't Come even on. Need to spend a boon doing that. You just kind of talk into your receiver and go like, you're able to talk to Mac. You're able to talk to Shirley. You're able to talk to Osprey. You're able to talk to programs. You're able to talk to Willow, yep. Saying, "Nuke's coming. 2 minutes. Get out."
Cool. Okay.
Am I able to carry all these programs onto
the lunchbox?
Yes, lunchbox.
Yep.
Server. Open the server doors.
The mainframe.
We need to get Cherry out of here.
Cherry, could you open the server doors? I'm going to download everyone into.
Open it up right now. Doors open up. You see a fried body on the floor.
Oh.
Still connected to a server, though.
Oh, God, it's so tasty.
Still connected to the server, so you're getting that cheese shocked.
Cool. I open the lunchbox thing and just basically like send a message out to all the AI and say, like, get in.
Got it. You plug into the mainframe. Your avatar is on the mainframe for a minute, and... You send it out like, everybody get in. You open up your lunchbox and you see Osmodeus, you see Snapshot Program, you see Mac.
Just all
not Mac.
Them.
Mac cannot. Mac and Shirley cannot.
Why?
Because they are remote access.
They're physically.
Okay.
I am going to get on the intercom and I will say there is a pending nuke on its way. Whether or not you're Pure Life, whether or not you are sentient at this mall, whether or not you're someone who's stuck around, you
1 minute.
Get out. Front door, everyone out.
Got it.
Everything in this mall.
Got it. You announce it over there.
Yeah.
Let's move towards the front door, folks.
Yeah, let's just, I get everyone in and I shut it.
Got it.
And I just like, Mac, Shirley, head towards those doors.
I don't think we're getting out.
Well, try.
They physically cannot. It's been a pleasure working with you, pal.
I love you, Mac.
All right.
I've always loved you.
Well.
30 seconds.
Cool. Make love.
We were running for the door.
Yeah.
Run for the door.
Take Lester.
Lester, get to the doors.
We're there. You guys run out. You guys make it to the parking lot. I am going to spend a boon and give you guys another 5 minutes.
Nice. A nice boon.
Yeah, we're now sitting in the parking lot. Oh. If a nuke strikes, it's going to be bad.
Yeah.
Outside in the front, you see that it is just about 600 feet of parking lot, all empty spots. There's a train. There's kind of like a... There's a city. There's an alive city around you. There's apartment buildings that stack up to the sky. It looks hustling and bustling. Everything but the mall is alive. What do you do?
There is a Pure Life facility not too far from here, right?
There was
the military thing across the street, wasn't it?
There's a headquarters, yes, for the the police station.
Yeah.
We all have cars here, right?
You guys?
Yeah, because we have to get here to work.
It's mostly public transportation.
How far is that HQ?
HQ is across the street.
I think we go in and try to get the nuke to stop.
Yeah.
You guys rush in. Most of the department is cleared out because they were all being taken on the mall. It's very much like a police office where there's lots of desks and lots of paperwork. But instead of like police officers, there's guys in like full-on military suits. But there's only one or two because most of them were, as you were running out through the mall, dead on the floor, taken out by an army of small mechanical apes.
I want to walk through the door and go, you need to let us deactivate this. You are well within a blast radius.
You have an army of mechanical apes calling you daddy at your disposal. They all kind of flood in and they fill up the room very quickly. And everybody takes their gun out to start shooting them, but they just are overflowed immediately.
Just drop them. Just
they are dropped dead. They are dropped.
Cool.
You go up to one of the computers and you try to get into the main infrastructure.
Yeah.
You plug in and now you are on the net. Not just Opulence Plaza.
I didn't actually kill Papa, right?
He didn't actually spend his boon.
I didn't actually spend my boon to kill Papa. Right?
I'm inclined to say you did.
I would rather he live with his consequences uploaded.
I didn't think that was a serious thing. Then you're like, yeah, you kill him. And I was like, oh no, that's not what I wanted to use my boon
I'd rather him live with his consequences.
He's alive. We'll say he's still alive. You still have a boon then.
Then I want to use my boon to be able to get into pure life stuff and see if I can stop this.
Got it. You log in to the net for the first time in this podcast, but you've done it many times at your own home. The online net is a lot more basic than Opulence Plaza is and was. It is nothing but like grid lines, like think in Tron here, where there are digital like wireframe avatars of what should be places and locations, but otherwise it is very, very basic. You are able to get into the Pure Life kind of corporation because its giant avatar hovers above this like actual location, and you are able to get into it. You have access to anything that you would like.
I want to shut down a nuke.
You go into its military connections. You see that it outsourced a company that was underneath Pure Life, and you're able to hack into that mainframe, and you see that the nuke has already been sent. As far as redirecting the missile goes, it is still now in orbit. It delayed in orbit for some sort of reason, and is now stuck there rebooting and retracing and getting ready to fire down. You have about 1 minute before it sends down.
So it's in orbit?
Yes.
I want to detonate it.
Okay.
I want to detonate it in the sky.
Give me a tech check. It is going to be very hard, so 25.
What I was going to say is, can I say I'm going to scoot him out here, detonate it with my boon?
You can do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a boon. Just, hey, I got that.
You detonate?
That was me pressing a button to detonate it.
Got it. You detonate the nuke in space. Everybody takes a deep, long breath. Everybody gets a phone call in their head.
Hello?
Go for the best friend gang.
Oh.
I could literally do this all day.
Congrats.
My finger's gonna get tired, though.
Okay. We got a boon that could stop your heart. We got one left.
A what?
Yeah, it's a thing.
So what are we doing here? Am I going to send another one, or do we have to come up with some sort of deal?
Well, if you want a deal, you could keep the mall open, let the, you know, all the sentient life, you know, exist, make you money because it's now just an extra population using your mall. So congrats, you're welcome, by the way. Or we can completely hack your system and you will have no control. How about that, like we did the mall?
Well, you don't give me much option.
Correct.
Sure, we'll keep the mall open. We won't demolish it yet.
How about ever, Papa?
Not yet. We'll forfeit the mall.
All right, we'll hold on to our boon that stopped your heart.
We're going
to
abandon this property. It's not going to serve us any good.
Your best bet is to sever connections to it in case it goes wrong, because we don't know if it will.
We'll keep a close eye on it. It is still our property, after all. But if anything goes haywire, if it threatens humanity in any kind of way...
You can blame a couple terrorists.
Oh, we will. Gladly. There, you happy? You got your little play place?
I am more happy than being nuked. Yeah, thanks.
Okay. You'll be talking to our lawyers soon.
No, I'm just not going to answer.
I'm not talking in a fun way, kid. He hangs up.
Little did they know, I got a lot of ranch.
You hear Cherry go, they are still talking to you through your net decks and go, they gave us up?
No.
Dope.
I think all we have to do is hope that Meta can crash the rest of that company before they can do any damage.
We gotta help.
Yeah, do what we can.
You three stand amidst an army of metallic monkeys. Heck apes, yeah. Excuse me.
Heck yeah, we do.
I'm sure there's at least one monkey.
There's at least one.
Just monkey. One.
And you think for a moment that the mall is safe. You walk outside the municipal building, and across the street you see Opulence Plaza in all of its glory. Its shiny neon light, its white tile confetti speckles, shining against the harsh concrete gray skies of a nothing metropolis. You think for a moment that this physical space has transcended from an inanimate object to a living, thinking thing, full of life, like the ocean, things that are competing for existence. You remember the monster that you brought into sentience, Mac, and you begin to wonder who it's attacking and what's attacking it, because now there are several programs who can do the same thing. Fillmore, you think to Build-A-Bot and the online presence and Joe, the manager, and all your other AI employees and how they are all now sentient and what they must be doing inside all that if they learned anything from you at all. And Thad, you think about Willow, who ran out the doors with you and has been sitting outside the municipal building, who walks up to you and kind of looks at you and is marveling now at the mall with you. And she whispers into you like, you've done the impossible.
And now we gotta do it again and make sure it stays up. And that Matt is okay.
I never thought I'd get to this point.
We got a lot of work to do, Bit.
We have a shit ton of work to do. Who knew you were a natural operative? A natural terrorist to society?
Yeah. It's hard to feel great right now, but I do think we all try to do our best, and that's all we can... That's all any of us can do.
I don't know about you guys, but I could use a nap, and honestly, I could use an Orange Julius.
I could really go for an Orange Julius. I really like just the peanut butter chocolate.
All right, let's go back into the mall.
Well, I mean, I thought we were going to re-upload these guys, right?
We really should.
You guys sitting in void lunchbox.
You guys walk back into the mall.
Crash didn't even leave the footlocker.
He's still there.
Crash doesn't even know. He had his headphones on. He was still trying to get rid of all the Kevin Harts.
You walk in and you get Orange Julius's, which are automatically ready for you sitting on the counter.
Wait, was my guy's name Jerry? Was that the AI manager?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Jerry, yeah.
Jerry?
On the display screen where customers go in to punch in their order, you see a round, jolly face kind of pop up and go, got these for you. A little Cherry told me you wanted a drink. On the house, kid.
That cries. His oppressor, his managerial oppressor, has given him some semblance of kindness.
I'm going to be honest. He said, on the house, kid. I was going to be real mad if we had to pay for these.
Still, he's like, still deducted from your pay.
On the house, by that I mean your paycheck.
I re-upload all the guys that we saved out of there.
You, the main terminal that kind of shows you where the map of Opulence Plaza, there's a plug-in port for an SD card and you upload them all.
I sit down, I take one sip, and immediately just fall asleep in a chair.
And that is Opulence Plaza. Thank you so much for listening. If you like this episode, please consider following and leaving a review. If you want to support us directly, you can find us on patreon.com/rpgpod.